Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Marcy Cheek, and this is my show, Say What? When? Where? And the question I've asked my whole life, why? I want to thank you for listening tonight. We're getting ready to close out this year, 2013. It's just been a great year for me. I hope it's had a lot of wonderful and interesting things that's happened in your life. And sometimes, you know, it's useful to take a look at everything that has happened and make some assessments. Was it good? Was it bad? Was it ugly? Was it pretty? Preparing for a new year means that we can look at what has happened and ask ourselves, do we want to keep those things that have been happening in our life? Do we want to have them still continue to happen? Or do we want to use our power to create something new in our life? So as I've been making my review, I remembered that I hadn't told you everything that had happened that on the cruise that my daughter and I took to Roatan and Belize and Cozumel. And I kind of had been so emotionally involved in processing that experience that I had on Roatan that I talked about on my show a couple weeks ago that I called Thought Forms. It's taken me almost a month now to realize that my daughter also received a very deeply and profound emotional experience. And I want to tell you about that. Just as an FYI, while I have been processing all of this emotional experience I had on Roatan, I've been noticing that I've been releasing a lot of fluids and, you know, like sinus stuff and stuff from my throat and stuff from my lungs. I think, you know, those thought forms have, they become matter in our body. It's what can make us sick, actually. And now that I've released the thought form itself, I believe that I'm having that part where it lived in my body is now also releasing out. So I'm going to be drinking a lot of water while I do this show tonight. And but I did want to tell you what happened to my daughter. A year and a half ago, my daughter, the love of her life, dropped dead instantly in Walmart of a heart attack. He was 52 years old. And she was at work when she got the news, and she went into shock. And so they gave her a three-week administrative leave because she just simply wasn't able to function at all. So she came out here to California and spent 2 weeks with me. And we decided that we would go see a medium. Now, a medium is a person that is gifted to... they sort of work on both sides of the veil, so to speak, because, you know, the person that has passed is not dead. They're in a different dimension. And mediums know how to, like, mediate between those different dimensions. And they can bring the loved one's essence in, and you can talk to them. So this woman we went to was just fantastic. And if you've ever seen that movie Whoopi Goldberg did called Ghost, it was exactly like that. She called in the essence of my daughter's true love, and my daughter sat there and for 45 minutes she just sat and talked with him, and she got all of her questions answered. He explained to her why he had left. He told her he knew that she loved him, and he wanted to assure her that he deeply loved her, but that he was beginning to face health problems that were going to dramatically alter his lifestyle and his ability to earn a living. And he said he just couldn't face that future. And so he chose the alternative, and that was just to go now, rather than be in a living situation where he couldn't take care of himself or anybody else, which he said for him would be worse than death. And he had lived a very reckless and expansive, excessive lifestyle as a younger person, and those things kind of had caught up with him. And he had already had one TIA, one of those teeny tiny little strokes. And he said he just couldn't bear the idea of ending up in a wheelchair and not being able to do the things that he loved to do. And he knew that if he didn't make changes, he had made some changes in his lifestyle, but not enough to really erase the damages that had already been done. Now, I want to say at this point that if you have lost a loved one and you have questions about anything, just find a medium and go talk to your loved one. You don't have to live with all those questions. There is an answer to every question that you have. So you don't have to live the rest of your life wondering. Find out. You can go to a medium. The way we chose the one we went to was we brought all of them, the mediums that work in this local area, we brought them up on the internet, and my daughter looked at their faces, and she chose the one that she had some kind of, connection to, kind of a click, if you will. With the one we went to, and she certainly was good. So the other thing, while she was there talking with him, he told her he was going to be sending her a furry friend to keep her company. And then he also was sending someone into her life who would help her make the transition and help her go through her grief. And he said that eventually she would see that he had chosen the right way to handle this situation, and she will be happier and better off. Then later on, a couple days later, while she was here, we went whale watching. And it was in August, and the blue whales were here in Orange County. They've been coming the last couple years. You know, the blue whale is the biggest whale there is. They're just awesome to see. And there's one of them that's kind of become famous. His name is Hook, and there's videos of him on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and just put in Dana Point whale watching and put in Hook. And if you just put in blue whale Hook, it'll come up and you can see him. Now, he has an injured fluke. Well, while we were out whale watching, Hook just came right up alongside our boat. And he stuck his injured and maimed fluke up. And my daughter heard him say, "I am also injured, but I am making it. And you can make it too." And then she said he told her that she was ready to go back to work. When we got down off the ship, my daughter said, "Mom, Hook says I'm ready to go back to work." So she went home and went back to work. And guess what? In 2 weeks, an adorable baby fluffy kitty showed up at her front door. Now, this little kitty has 6 toes on each paw. Well, my daughter's true love had a baby son when he was a real young man, back living that excessive, reckless lifestyle. And this baby only lived a couple days. And this baby had been born with 6 toes on each foot. So my daughter knew then that this was the furry friend that her true love was going to send to her. And actually, he is buried next. This son and my daughter's true love are buried next to each other. And then soon, not after that, you should see that cat now. It's huge. It has this big, fluffy tail and 6 toes on each foot. So then, soon after that, she met this other person that he supposedly was sending to her, who was going to help her make her transition on into the rest of her life. And the two of them now have gone into the towing business in Bellevue, Nebraska, and they're looking forward to a good winter, lots of ice and snow, and lots of toes. So with that brief synopsis, I want to pick it up now with my daughter and I. We were going on this Caribbean cruise together because I told her that I needed to go back to Roatan, where I believed that I had left a soul fragment of myself. However, I found out that it was not part of my soul that I had left there, but that I had created a thought form of an idea that had been holding me hostage for these last 10 years since I had visited Roatan 10 years ago. And I had a very explosively emotional experience while I released this thought form. And then the very next day, I met face to face a woman, a real person, who has been living my dream for the past 10 years. You can listen to that show in the archives. It's called Thought Forms, and I'm still processing this information because it really shakes you up to find out that all of the time that you were dreaming about doing something, somebody else was doing it. I can tell you right now, whatever it is that you are dreaming about, that you are wishing for or hoping for, someone else is doing it right this minute. So while we were on the ship on Halloween night, my daughter and I went up to the promenade deck and we were watching the parade of all the people in their Halloween costumes. What a colorful and fun time. Lots of music and dancing and people expressing themselves in their wildest fantasies. There were aliens and zombies and wizards and witches and sexy ladies and macho men, kings and queens, just about everything you can imagine. And we were just sitting along the sidelines watching, and this woman comes up to my daughter and takes her hand and says, "When is someday?" Well, my daughter has a tattoo on her right arm, just above the place where her hand is attached to the arm, right across her pulse point. And it says, "Someday." But my daughter always sits with her hands so that that tattoo is face down. No one would see it, and she purposely put it on her pulse point so it would be something she saw, but that no one else would see. So this woman who came up to her and asked about the tattoo could not possibly have seen it, but she knew it was there. And she asked my daughter, "When is someday?" And my daughter started to cry, and she said, "It is so I will always be reminded that I will be with my true love again someday." And the woman said to her, "He wants to be with you now, but he can't get to you because you're all covered up in a wall of grief that he can't get through. And he has sent me to you to tell you to begin to release your grief because he is happy and he is preparing for his next incarnation. And he wants you to be happy and not to be so sad." Well, I could see that this was a true spiritual intervention, so I went over across the way and sat where I could watch. And this lady and my daughter got into an intense interchange. And when it was finished, my daughter came over to me and she said, "Let's go back to our room." Well, we got back to the room, and the daughter told me that this lady said that her true love was going to contact her on this trip. And she said it was going to be in a very colorful and bright and happy place with water all around it. So the next day, we were at Roatan, and I had my experience. And then the next day, we were at Belize. And we went into this cute little restaurant, which is surrounded by the beautiful crystal turquoise blue waters of the Caribbean, and which turned out to be very colorful and bright and happy. And the hostess seated us at table 13. And my daughter says, "Oh no, 13 is my true love's favorite number." And then she looked all around, and lo and behold, up on the ceiling, written in letters about 2 feet high, was her true love's name. My daughter just sat there and looked at it. And while she was looking at his name up there on the ceiling in these letters about 2 feet high, these big, bright, colorful, big letters on the ceiling, I noticed that my daughter was smiling. Now, this restaurant has buckets of felt-tip markers on every table, and all customers are encouraged to take a felt-tip marker and write anything they want to, anywhere in the restaurant, on the walls, on the tables, on the chairs, on the floor, anywhere you want to write something, you can write it with one of the felt-tip markers. So my daughter found a chair, and she wrote on the back of the chair, "I love you, Jay, forever and ever." And she signed her name. And then she went over to the wall, and she wrote the name of her towing business, Turbo Towing, in big letters. And then she texted her partner and she said, "I have just now launched our first international advertising campaign. We are on the wall in Belize." And since she's been back home, she's happier than I have ever seen her since this all happened. And I know she hasn't processed all of her grief yet, because it usually takes at least 2 years to go through all the stages of losing a loved one. But she now is very actively involved in promoting her business and creating advertising ideas to let all the apartment buildings and the shopping centers and the state police and the county sheriff and AAA know that Turbo Towing is ready to do all their towing needs this winter and from now on. So in looking forward to 2014, this is what I want to say to you. I spent 10 years thinking about an idea, yearning and hoping and wishing and dreaming about this idea. And then I met this woman face to face in Roatan who's been doing exactly what I was dreaming about doing for these last 10 years. So I would say to everyone who is listening, there is no someday. Someday my prince will come. Someday I will be happy somewhere over the rainbow where the dreams that we dare to dream really do come true. This is wasted energy. 2014 is the year to make your dreams come true. 2014 is the year to quit hoping, quit dreaming, quit wishing, but to take a positive and decisive step towards making that dream be true today. Someday is today. Whatever it is you're waiting for, whatever you wish you could do, whatever you wish you could be, or wish where you could go to, whatever you're putting your energy into that isn't for now, you are wasting it. And the time has come for that type of life here on Earth to stop. We are entering into a time now on Earth when it's going to be easier than it has ever been to realize all of your hopes and your dreams. We're being energized now with fifth dimensional energies. We're going to become our own psychics. We're going to become our own mediums. We're going to become our own healers. We're going to become our own boss. We're going to operate in our own uniqueness and our own personal sovereignty. It is time. The time has come for all those dreams that you have dared to dream to come true. Don't waste another day waiting for someday. Someday is today. Well, this is Marcianne. My music is by visionarymusic.com. It is music that is designed to help you make these wonderful new changes in your life, to rearrange and energize your DNA, all those special gifts and talents that you came into this life with, that uniqueness that is you and nobody else can do what you do. Nobody else looks like you. Nobody else has your voice. Nobody else has your fingerprints. You are unique and special, and you're here for a reason. And I just encourage you to tell yourself every single second, every single minute, every single hour and day, today is someday. Someday is today. So this is Marcianne, and I'm going to say aloha now. Aloha is such a wonderful word in the Hawaiian language. It means hello, goodbye, and I love you.